U.S. military struggles with recruitment numbers. It seems like every branch of the U.S. military is having a hard time meeting its 2022 recruiting goals. In fact, the military has not had as hard of a time signing recruits since 1973, which is important because that's the year the U.S. left Vietnam and when the draft officially ended, creating what we now know as the all-volunteer force. This is going on as the pool of those eligible to join the military continues to shrink in the U.S. According to Army Chief of Staff General James McConville, in his testimony before Congress, he said that only 23% of Americans 17 to 24 are qualified to serve, that is, without a waiver, which is down from 29% in recent years. According to a Defense Department survey that was obtained by NBC News, they found that only 9% of those Americans in that age group are actually wanting to serve in the military, which is the lowest number since 2007, which is also important because that's right before the financial collapse happened and the economy is running really hot. Typically, when the economy is very good, the number of those wanting to go into the military go down. What's interesting right now is that the economy is starting to shrink, yet people are not inclined to go in. Some of the reasons have to do with 57% of the people surveyed saying they were worried about emotional or psychological problems after serving, and nearly half think they'll have physical problems. Also, only 13% of those in the survey had parents who served in the military, which is down from about 40% in 1995, which having parents that serve is one of the biggest influences for service. The Army has met about 40% of its recruiting numbers for this year, with just 3 months left in the fiscal year. With this last quarter, the summer, typically when services get the highest number following high school graduation, the Space Force is likely going to make its goal, but it's the newest branch of the military and only look to recruit about 500 what they call guardians in the first year. This is happening after the Army is cutting off more than 60,000 National Guard and Reserve soldiers from pay and benefits for not getting vaccinated from COVID-19. Something that was also noted in the survey, because those were typical areas where military recruits from also happened to line up with those who are refusing the vaccination. So as the military starts to relax some of their cutoffs, it'll be interesting to see if they change their stance on the vaccine. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please hit that subscribe or follow button. Also, if you'd like to find more episodes like this or check out the long-form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.